The NAACP is holding its annual convention in Philadelphia this week. Among the topics of discussion, protests sparked by police violence in Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri, and how the NAACP reacted. Leaders fielded questions about their 106-year-old organization's responses to those controversies and the challenges the organization faces in a new era of digital activism. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team reports from Philadelphia.
On Monday, South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn stood at the convention's main podium and said this.
Sometimes I hear it discussed that the NAACP is outdated. All of its leadership are old fogies who are better sent to their rocking chairs.
Not so, he said, a sentiment echoed by NAACP President Cornell Brooks.
We do not fall prostrate before problems. We are not relegated to the dust. We are not insects. We are an American iconic institution. We are the NAACP.
And it is still one of the nation's most influential black organizations. After all, Presidents Obama and Clinton attended this week's convention. So why the need to defend the NAACP so vigorously? For years, some activists have said the NAACP is falling behind the times. While it was crucial in ending legalized discrimination during the civil rights era, they say it's become less effective at combating the more nuanced and institutional racism of today, the kind of racism that has spawned recent protest movements that exploded digitally, like Black Lives Matter.
The Black Lives Matter movement has captured the heart and the mind and the public consciousness in a way that, say, the NAACP and other civil rights organizations have not captured.
Nat Chioki Williams is president of the Hill Snowden Foundation in Washington, D.C. It's begun funding the Black Lives Matter movement as it works to move beyond Twitter and social media and become a national grassroots network.
I think we're witnessing the birth of a new phase of the ongoing struggle for black freedom, equality, and justice in this country. And so historic organizations and still very relevant and important organizations like the NAACP have to find ways in which to connect with the new energy, the new formations that are out there.
I'm not really fazed by the conversation of the relevance of NAACP because there's no other organization like ours.
L. Joy Williams is the 36-year-old president of the NAACP branch in Brooklyn, New York. What she means is that the NAACP has more than 1,000 branches nationwide that lobby for policy changes in halls of power and in court. She says everyone has a role in the fight for racial justice.
If all that you are capable of doing is spreading the word by retweeting, you're needed. If you have the time, the dedication, and the fortitude to say, I'm going to volunteer blood, sweat, and tears, you're needed. So it's not an either-or conversation.
But she says while the NAACP is known for more traditional forms of advocacy, it is working to engage with young people on social media. She introduces us to three student members.
My name is Ansia Brown. I am a native from Washington, D.C.
My name is Echo Nanaquason. I'm from Minnesota.
I'm Trinity Towns from Brooklyn, New York.
Towns is just 13. Her mom's a national board member. But Brown and Nanaquason joined their college branches. Both organized die-ins to protest Eric Garner's death. Nanaquason says his chapter at Hofstra got the idea after seeing Instagram photos of Brown's chapter doing it at St. John's University.
Hofstra actually almost like copied St. John's, like it was like a catalyst effect.
And Brown says her chapter got the idea for the die-in from Instagram, too. It also put up Black Lives Matter posters around campus.
I do know it was some students at my school that didn't necessarily understand why we were protesting, but at the same time, I don't think they realized that indirectly we was actually educating them about what was going on in the black community and that we had a voice.
A voice that she says has been amplified with the help of both social media and an older network, the NAACP. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Philadelphia.